I'm in my 9th year of service as a Zen Hospice Project volunteer at San Francisco's Laguna Honda Hospital. The dying whom I serve are my teachers. One of their most important lessons has been about listening. There was Chloe, a woman who lived on our city streets for years. She was schizophrenic and dying of breast cancer. One evening, I sat by her bed as she told me how she lost custody of her infant children. Now grown, she had never seen them again. Chloe was attempting to reconcile her long-held belief that she was a terrible mother with her imminent death. As I sat by her bedside, I took in everything. I would only ask an occasional question to clarify or help her move forward. Otherwise, I was silent. After an hour or so, Chloe discovered that giving up her boys was the best mothering she could offer, given her mental health. Only a day or two before her death, she found her answer and a long-sought peace. By its nature, listening appears passive, requiring no skill. From my experience with Chloe and so many others, I found nothing could be further from the truth. Listening is an art, and as with all arts, it requires practice. With Chloe, I needed to be aware of my mind and body, to be available, to make room for her exploration. I could not be distracted. She would know it. I also had to be empathetic. I could not judge her, otherwise I would interfere with her process. By listening, I made Chloe feel valued and validated. As a lawyer, I bring the art of listening to my work. As with Chloe, I listen to my clients, public officials, judges, and opponents. In those moments, it's about them, not me. I don't interrupt, I appreciate what I hear, and I leave room for silence. From this, I'm often able to diffuse conflict, build trust, and set an example, so that when it is my turn, I may be heard. With the understanding and connection that listening provides, previously insurmountable problems become soluble. With a perspective, I'm Tim Tosta.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.